The just-ended National Economic Forum has been described as successful and worthwhile. Participants say the forum was broad-based and assure that Ghana's economic policy will see an improvement. Despite the success, the absence of key actors like contractors, traders and exporters was identified as the only missing link. General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, says he believes government will take steps to implement the proposal submitted. He advised that the next forum should include key factors to make it all-embracing and encompassing.
I can tell you that I am more than satisfied with the outcome, and I'm sure that many other participants at the forum will tell you that it was worth our resources, it was worth our time, and in all honesty, I think that the forum that has reinvigorated my conviction, my stance on certain issues. It brought to the fore the many challenges of our economy, and I'm happy that we didn't hide anything. We brought everything to the fore so that we can discuss collectively and find a national panacea to the problems of our nation. That today, it is not just Bernard Mona, it is not just a political party that spoke. It is the nation, it is a gathering of all well-intended people that goes there to say, look, let's revamp our industries. Let's ensure that we support and encourage and incentivize small-scale and medium enterprises in this country.
General Secretary of PNC, Bernard Mona, a senior lecturer at the Asese University, Dr. Lloyd Amoa, shared the views of Bernard Mona, saying the proposal submitted to government will prove an opportunity for the state to show to the world its commitment to improve the economy.
We should not forget, for example, that we used to have the Economic Advisory Council that the late President Mills, which was supposed to give him advice. What happened to that council, for example? So we can have this session, you know, where there seems to be energy and all of that, but the test really lies in the details and how it is that the economy itself, when it comes to real action in terms of policy, begins to show signs of a recovery, turnaround, and then transformation. These are challenges that have to do with personnel, with vision, with tenacity, with discipline, and these are the imponderables that we have to deal with. And the history of development shows that all of those countries that have transformed, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Korea, China, you know, this is what happened. You know, that they went a step further beyond the communities, beyond the seeming energy generated, and actually got down to work. The test, as they say, of the cocoa lies in the drinking, or the test of the pudding lies in the eating. So let us see what goes beyond this in terms of practical action. 2 months from now, a month from now, we can make a judgment. 3 months from now, we can make a judgment.
Senior lecturer at Asese University, Dr. Lloyd Amwal.